government confirmed yesterday that the early childhood money promised during the election will be delivered. 25% of the weekly costs covered up to a maximum of $75 a week. First physical change in the help of cost of living. Now, Ian Hudson is with the Salvation Army Social and Parliamentary Unit and is with us. Ian, very good morning to you.
Kia ora, good to be here.
$4,000 a year if you qualify for the maximum. That's a material difference to a lot of people's lives, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think we really welcome that, especially for women getting into the workforce. It's often been a huge block. Not, you know, the cost of childcare just has to come straight out of it. And so to have that sort of thing there is a really good thing. I think it will help many people.
And having said that, would you see or expect a material uptake in the use of early childhood so people can get back to the workforce or get out into the world and do whatever it is they want to do?
Yeah, I do think it will do. I think one of the areas that we're unsure of looking at it is particularly for the people that we in the Salvation Army work with, we're wondering whether it will be enough to get people into work, because if they're on the lowest wages, although it seems like a lot of money, it may not be enough to cover all the costs they have when they take on work. So there is that side which concerns us a little bit, wondering whether those people could do with a bit more. But the ones a little bit above that, I think it will make a material difference. And also, I guess the only question we have is around the... it does seem kind of a little bit bureaucratic in the sense of how they had to go about it. And I guess I read in the release that there was reasons that the government couldn't get around that. But I wonder if that's going to put some people off.
Yeah, the paperwork is a little bit of an issue, I suspect. The other side of the equation that we could worry about is that will fees go up? So in other words, people, you know, the childcare centres know that there's more money out in the community, so we'll tack a little bit extra on the fee, and that sort of negates the whole purpose of the exercise.
Yes, I mean, it's something you can't know till it happens, but we welcome that. Like I said, for the people that we work with, we are still concerned whether this will be enough to get them through with all the increased costs of rents and everything, and also whether they can sustain that cost for 3 months before they get the reimbursement.
Yeah.
So that those are the kind of things that we're concerned about.
Exactly. So you start applying in July, and of course the money comes in October. It's a good point. Lieutenant Colonel Ian Hudson, Salvation Army Social Policy and Parliamentary Unit, with us this morning.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.